1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thursday's shooting at a high school in Perry, Iowa, left a sixth grader dead and five others hurt and left a community in mourning.
Lord, send your
shooter's been identified as a 17-year-old who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation continues, and the shooting was a topic for Republican presidential hopefuls with a little more than a week to the caucuses. Nikki Haley told a CNN town hall,
"We make sure that we have whatever we need to make sure nothing comes through, bullet-wise or otherwise. We need to have a security officer at the front of every school. We need to have one point of entry, no side or rear entries."
President Biden will give his first campaign speech of the year near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His campaign says it'll focus on democracy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the Middle East, the U.S. trying to prevent the war between Israel and Hamas from escalating and spreading. And today, the December jobs report will be released. This is ABC News. Tomorrow marks a year since a grade schooler shot his teacher, Abby Zerner, in Newport News, Virginia. She talked about her injuries for the first time to ABC affiliate WVEC.
"I was in my career that I went to college for, that I worked hard to get, and I left it. And a thought never crossed my mind that I was going to be shot by a six-year-old in my classroom."
Boy's mother sentenced to 2 years in prison. Award season kicks off this weekend with the Golden Globes.
After basically hermetically sealing himself off during the holidays, Joe Coy is ready to host the Golden Globes on Sunday night. The comedian says that meant pretty much ignoring his family during Christmas and New Year's.
"I wanted to make sure I was ready, prepared, and I didn't want to get sick. I didn't want to do anything. I'd just been locked up in my house just writing."
"Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie."
Barbie's the top nominee at this weekend's show, followed by Oppenheimer. The Golden Globes are Sunday night on CBS. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
"Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more."
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Two consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court to aid in selecting new legislative maps can be paid up to $100,000 each. Two will each be paid $450 an hour for their work. Their fee includes expenses for things like mileage, travel, and meals. The contracts were posted to the state Supreme Court's website this week. Medical marijuana is closer to becoming a reality in Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a bill is nearly ready, and his caucus has spent a lot of time reaching a consensus among itself to make sure that there are 50 Republican votes to be able to pass it. And young people in Wisconsin will be allowed to stay on state medical programs for an entire year under new guidelines. New federal rules require Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs to keep people under the age of 19 covered for a full year, even if their families leave the program or if they no longer meet requirements.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell, and Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad and firebob.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, cloudy sky, few flurries late, high in the mid-30s. Scattered flurries and snow showers tomorrow night into Saturday. High again in the mid-30s. Snow showers wrap up Saturday night, partly sunny in upper 20s Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 24 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
need. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on the shoes and run in bare feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel I'll need. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Where the blacktop is. Where the blacktop is.
Dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Don Williams, I Believe in You, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper teens to low 20s. Could see some snow this weekend. Details this hour with our ag weather forecast. We'll have our newsmaker segment two, and we'll get an update on those markets at about 6:30. Later on tonight, boys high school basketball as Durand, Arkansas taking on Glenwood City. We'll have that game for you with the Advent Health Panther preview starting at about 7 and a tip-off at 7:15 here on WRDN on our streaming audio service as well on our website and our streaming video service too. We'll also have it on NTech Channel 99 and the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only so sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be feeding transition milk to young calves. This was presented by Dr. Olivet from the University of Wisconsin Veterinary College recently in a forum, and it's a hot topic in the field at this stage of the game. I think we all are aware that the placenta does not allow transfer of IgG to the calf, so these calves are born very naive, which means they have no disease protection, and of course that has to come from the colostrum milk itself. The colostrum, however, and besides IgG, we all understand that, it has some really unique things in it, like lactoferrin, lysozyme, antibiotic-like products, maternal leukocytes. These are in the colostrum milk, and the question is, well, if we feed this after the initial feeding of colostrum, do we get benefits? And the take-home message is, yes, we do. And it's not because it increases IgG in the blood. It simply improves the health of the small intestine. So Dr. Olivet mentioned several different studies. The first one, most of these are comparing a whole milk or milk replacers to the transitional colostrum addition. And they had one study, had 270 calves in it, and they were feeding 70 grams of Clostridium powder. This is the commercial products here. And they saw an improvement, higher average daily gain, a reduction in diarrhea, and less need for antibiotics as far as that goes. And this was in a group of calves that were high risk because they ran these calves and found that over 62% of these calves had a failure in the active transfer of colostrum. Kansas State did also another study, 150 grams of colostrum, transition colostrum, fed twice a day, and noted that there was less health problems in these calves, but really there was no change in average daily gain. A study from Ireland with 99 calves, they looked at feeding 0 to 4 quarts of transitional milk, and they saw more respiratory diseases, but no effects on scours. Guelph in Canada also did a review paper and found that the transition milk resulted in stimulation of intestinal lining cells, improvement in early life immunity in these calves, and some epigenetics. Simply means we turn on the right genes or turn off the wrong genes we want. Perhaps the big study comes from Michigan State, in which they fed 3 milkings for 3 days in a row and fed 5 to 7 liters per day of the transition milk and saw an improvement in average daily gain, improvement in health as well, and actual change in the intestinal lining, the villi themselves. The villi were longer and were not clumping as much, therefore we had more absorptive area in the small intestine as well. it's an interesting technology. It looks like there's some real benefits with this transition milk. And transition milk, generally speaking, is the first three or four milkings after the colostrum is removed from the cow. If we can feed that for 4 days, would give you perhaps the best effect based on the Michigan State data here. And we have to be sure we still get the initial colostrum in the calf, because that's where the passive transfer is going to occur as well. And also, if we're going to feed transition milk, we should pasteurize it to reduce any bacterial loads that would be found in that milk as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The one-year Farm Bill extension will not bring many changes for producers, but it may create more work for Congressional Budget Office folks, as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
This time 1 year ago, many people, including Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, were confident Congress would craft and pass a new farm bill before the end of 2023, when the old bill was set to expire.
There's no reason why this can't be done.
But as the deadline approached, the tone changed.
We're not going to have a farm bill passed before December 31st.
Instead, lawmakers passed a one-year extension of the current farm bill now for farmers.
Another year extension doesn't rock the boat a lot.
Except for the cost of the extension and any changes that lawmakers make to it. According to USDA's chief economist, Seth Meyer, there are questions about that.
Do changes they want to make depend upon the Congressional Budget Office's scoring of the bill? And do they have to rescore? And do falling commodity prices change the dynamics for the tweaks that the farm bill writers want to make?
All questions lawmakers will have to answer in the next few months.
The last federal order Class 3 milk price of 2023 reversed direction. Rabobank's Lucas Feast talks about it with Lee Milkey. Listen for that on Monday on Dairy Radio Now.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features make Rugged XL Blades the right choice for extreme weather driving and durability. Buy two Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades and save $12, plus get two times O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was Sunday morning, I was 7 years old, in the backyard playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. And she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun, cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. A hot rod Ford, constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin is gonna hold you, son, cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. Good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run. die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Olivia Newton-John and If You Love Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, 30 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded up 2 cents to 1564. March at 1632, April 1712, May 1775. Cheese markets yesterday were steady. Barrels at 141.5, 40-pound blocks at 145.5. No trades on the day. Cash butter down 3.5 to 265. 3 trades on the day. Graded non-fat dry milk steady at 118. 8 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 40 3/4. 2 trades on the day. Cattle are called higher today. Hogs are expected to open mixed. The cash cattle business remained light Thursday as feedlots are holding out for higher prices seen on a limited trade earlier in the week. Hog futures yesterday had a strong Thursday in the nearby months with limited strength in the later months, and that's where we could see that mixed open at today. February live cattle opens the day at 171.12, April at 174.30, June 171.55. January feeder cattle open at 224.67, March 225.65, April 231.27, February hogs open at 69.05, April 74.95, May at 81.25. 80. Meanwhile, in the grain markets today, corn is flat, soybeans slightly lower, wheat, though, moving slightly higher this morning. As the trade continues to watch world equity markets, they're mostly lower this morning after the mixed session on Thursday. Now, the employment data released Thursday showed higher than expected jobs growth, while initial jobs claims were lower. That implies underlying strength in the labor market, and that could keep the Fed from cutting interest rates as quickly as been assumed. March, May, and July corn this morning all down a half. March at 466, May 478 and a half, July 488 and a quarter. New crop down one at 497 and three quarters. January beans down three quarters to 1261 and a quarter. March and May both down three and a half. March at 1264, May 1273. New crop down three at 1217 and three quarters. January soybean meal this morning down 450 to 376.70. And March soybean oil up 26 cents to 48.42. Chicago wheat, March up one and three quarters to 615 and a quarter. May up two and a quarter to 626 and three quarters. July up two and a half to 634 and a half. And in Minneapolis, March wheat up six and a half to 717 and three quarters, while May up six to 726. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 47 cents to 72.66, March up 41 cents to 72.77. And February and March gas both steady this morning, February at 211, March at 213. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand to cash corn 397, February 4 even, March 403, new crop 444. Cash beans 1173, February 1178, March 1183, new crop 1136. At Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 418 and three quarters, February 424 and three quarters, March 428 and three quarters, new crop 444. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 421, February 423, March 426, new crop 419. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 401, February 406, March 411, and new crop 433. Cash beans 1187, February 1190, March 1193, new crop 1145. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 411, new crop 444, cash beans 1177, new crop at 1136. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 435, April 449, May 453, new crop 448, cash beans 1215, April 1243, May 1247, new crop at 1165. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 4 even, new crop 443, cash beans 1189, new crop 1145. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 144 to 175, Holstein fed cattle 112 to 156, market cows 60 to 98, bulls 82 to 115, calves 170 to 600, beef steers 93 to 262, Holstein steers 80 to 200, sheep markets, market lambs 207 and down, light lambs 260 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 110 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 230 and down. At Zumbrota. Finished beef steers, 165 to 171. Finished beef heifers, 165 to 172. Finished dairy steers, 145 to 150. Market cows, 75 to 89. Market bulls, 80 to 113. Market hogs at Zumbrota, 41 to 79. Light sows, 25.50 to 29. Heavy sows, 28.50 to 29.25. And boars were at 10 to 13.75. That is the check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You set my head a spinning just like a tilted whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You set my head a spinning just like a tilted whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left.
Woo!
Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at
inside the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how's she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but donkey kong. Can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We'd hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk. Now keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? With that honky-tonk, but donk-a-donk.
Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
kiss an angel good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Jerry Clark, Eau Claire County Extension Service, and had a chance to talk with Jerry during the Ag Lenders Conference. And thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anibis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And Jerry, with the Ag Business, the Ag Lenders Conference, rather, pretty important this year, it seems like, with input costs going up, interest rates, they're higher, and all of the other issues going on. So a lot of big topics that were talked about at this event.
Yeah, I think this is one that gets the lenders and the producers, what the producers are facing. So we look at that economic outlook to some point with the dairy industry, also look at it from the grain marketing, and then get some perspective from the industry side of it. So last year we kind of focused on the dairy processing side, and this year focusing more on the grain marketing and grain storage, different specialty grain crops. So we kind of took a different focus this year to look at that industry.
I'm sure one of the topics with the on the grain side, that grain storage, corn and soybeans are low, but there's a cost to store all that, even if it's on the farm too, and that is something that producers are having to probably deal with.
Yeah, when we start to look at that long-term storage, you got to look at is that going to pay for itself. So you hope that looking at futures markets down the road, that covers that storage cost at a minimum, and then you also have all that opportunity cost of the cash you don't have in your hand. And now that we're into the new year, that's where we can start to look at some more marketing as far as we usually tend to see that those prices tick up as storage and ending stocks start to dwindle, and we see ending stocks start to drop a little bit. That's usually what starts to drive price up. But even looking out a few months, the prices are still relatively low. We've got a pretty wide basis. So that still kind of is a signal to store for a little bit yet, but we still want to look at that nearby price. If that opportunity, there's a spike there, might be an opportunity to market or at least price some grain now to get some sales out there.
Talking with Jerry Clark, he is the Eau Claire County UW Extension Ag Agent. Jerry, farmers, especially dairy farmers, have to be really worried about our current weather, because we've had no snow, and if we get a big cold snap, that alfalfa is gone.
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest issue right now, I think, is the weather. You know, we say, oh, this weather is great, and it's easy to drive around. Yeah, for getting around on the roads, but from an agricultural standpoint, especially Wisconsin and their alfalfa industry, this is starting to get a time to worry, because we do have in the forecast, looking at towards the end of this next week, below average temperatures, which means that soil temperature is really going to start to drop without that snow cover. All it takes is a couple inches, and it'll protect that soil temperature at around that 25-degree mark. But once we get soil temperatures below around 15 degrees, that's when alfalfa is going to die. It can't handle that cold temperature. Even though the crown is right at the soil level, we usually see any snow cover, a couple inches will protect that soil temperature around that 25-degree range. But once we start to see it drop like we could without snow cover and the temperatures kind of predicted below normal, that's when we're going to really start to worry. And we'll be watching that soil temperature, whatever that soil temperature is, we're going to watch that pretty close to see if we're getting towards that 15-degree mark.
Is there a concern about farther down the road with spring planting that, again, if we don't have a lot of snow cover, that soil temperature is much lower, and that could delay everything for spring?
Yeah, frost levels will definitely go deeper when we don't have that snow cover. If we all recall, last year had snow cover early, stayed. You know, we had, I think, what, mid-December, early December, we already had snow cover, and it stayed all winter. Farmers talked about putting fence posts in the ground all winter, those kind of things, and that's not going to be the case this year if this continues where we have this no snow, no cover, and then these below average temperatures that are predicted. So I think there is when we're going to see frost levels drop or go deep. And so then, of course, that could be what takes a while in the spring for that frost to come out. So I think it's all a wait and see game. But right now, I think, soil moisture is good. We've obviously had these rains over Christmas. And so soil moisture is not going to be an issue this spring. But I think that delay could be there just to wait for this deep frost to come out.
Would that affect some of the cover crops, overwintering cover crops, rye, winter wheat, those types of things? If we don't have enough snow cover, is it going to be the same as alfalfa?
They're a little more tolerable. You'll see winter rye, winter wheat be a little bit more tolerable, but regardless, they still can't withstand those really cold soil temperatures. So we could see some decrease in winter survival on some of those winter crops. The winter rye looks really good right now. I mean, it's had the moisture. It's been these moderate temperatures. I think it's still growing in some cases. So it's kind of a wild year to see that happening. But, yes, I think if this happens where we continue no snow cover, we get these bitter cold temperatures, and we got to watch that soil temperature. We get on below 15. You start getting, below 13. Dandelions will die in some of these cases. So these crops can have an issue moving forward. And so I think we just got to keep monitoring what's happening and come up with a management plan in spring if there is more of a large spread winter kill, even on the cover crops.
That's Jerry Clark with the UW Extension. You have questions, you can contact Jerry over at the Eau Claire County Extension Office. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The clouds stick around today in our ag weather forecast. We even could see some flurries as well. Now, some chances of snow will begin tonight and into Saturday. And we even could see some snow later on next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A slight chance of some flurries. Highs 30 to 35. Relative humidities at 68 to 73%. Could see about an hour of sunshine today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of snow. Lows 23 to 28, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 9. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of snow. Highs 31 to 36, relative humidities at 71 to 76%, south winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 30 to 35. Tuesday, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 25 to 30. And for Thursday, cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 20 to 25. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
It is.
is possible to trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak, and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting